Shalom and welcome to the Ari Fuld Lookout in the Oz VeGaon Nature Reserve. You are now standing at one of the highest lookouts in the country, almost 1,000 meters above sea level. In front of you spreads the Valley of Bracha in all its majesty. Its Hebrew name means blessing, and so it is. Orchards, almond groves, and vineyards are planted in the fertile soil near its many refreshing springs. According to the Book of Chronicles, a war took place in this area, initiated by the armies of Moab and Ammon against the kingdom of Judea, led by King Jehoshaphat. Through divine intervention, the enemies were struck by a plague and the threat was lifted. In gratitude, the people gathered in this valley and blessed God. Therefore, the name of that place was called the Valley of Bracha unto this day. At the top of the hill on which you stand, remains were discovered of an ancient Jewish settlement that, according to ancient tradition, is the biblical Migdal Eder. You can climb the hill, and on days with good visibility, you can see Jerusalem and the Temple Mount. Road 60 passes below you through the Valley of Bracha. This is part of the Path of the Patriarchs, or, as it is also known, the Path of the Mountain. The road begins in Beersheba, passes through Jerusalem, and continues along the mountainous part of the land of Israel, ending near Megiddo. On the other side of the road, slightly to the right, is Kibbutz Kfar Etzion, which was first founded in 1943. It was the first settlement in Gush Etzion, established as part of the Zionist movement. During the War of Independence, the kibbutz was conquered by the Arab Legion, and many of its members were killed. 19 years later, after the Six-Day War, settlement was renewed in Gush Etzion, and the kibbutz was re-established. To the left of Kfar Etzion is the community of Karmei Tzur, and behind it, on the horizon, the holy city of Hebron is visible, about 12 kilometers from here as the crow flies. Now look to the right again and northward, where you'll see the Gush Etzion Junction. This junction is a central crossroads where the path of the mountain from north to south intersects with the east to west road towards the Judean desert. In 1927, the community of Migdal Eder was established near the junction by ultra-Orthodox settlers, but was abandoned in the riots of 1929. The name of the Oz VeGaon Reserve, where you are now located, is an acronym whose letters are the first letters of the names of the three teenagers abducted and murdered by terrorists in 2014, Gilad, Eyal, and Naftali. May their memory be a blessing. Oz VeGaon are also Hebrew words, meaning bravery and greatness. During the British Mandate, a grove was planted here, and the Mandate authorities declared the area a nature reserve. The Jewish National Fund continued to look after the site and installed playground equipment and picnic tables. However, these were vandalized and the site was in almost complete ruin. In 2014, on the night it became known that the three teens had been murdered, the Women in Green movement resolved to develop the reserve in cooperation with the Gush Etzion Regional Council, and on that same night, hundreds of volunteers began to work on it. Today, the reserve is a vibrant tourist site and campground. Workshops and cultural activities are held here for young people and adults about ecology, the environment, Zionism, Judaism, and heritage. The reserve contains archaeological remains from the time of the Second Temple, as well as a Zionist library, Zionism Boulevard, shade structures and rest areas, playground equipment for children, an area for barbecuing, and a synagogue. We invite you to visit the reserve's visitor center, on the hill across from you. This lookout is named after Ari Fuld. Ari made Aliyah to Israel from the United States, served in the Israel Defense Forces, started a family in Efrat, and was an educator. In 2018, he was stabbed by a terrorist. Despite his severe injury, he pursued the terrorist, neutralized him, and only then collapsed. Ari's actions saved lives, and he was therefore awarded a Medal of Valor by the Israeli police. May his memory be a blessing. Gush Etzion is a large and flourishing settlement project which links the past, the present, and the future. We invite you to visit and enjoy the many nature and heritage sites in the area. To orient yourselves, scan the QR code on the audio station to download the booklet of Gush Etzion's maps and attractions. Thank you for listening. We wish you a pleasant visit as you experience Israel of today, imbued with the inspiration of the past.